Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. We're very happy to have you with us. Blog talkers, yes, you are already lining up in the queue for us to put you on the air with your questions or your readings. Yay. And Facebookers, glad to have you with us. Yes, we always love to have you there where you can watch us in action. Anybody's welcome. If you are on Facebook, please feel free to join us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. Yes. So I want to remind everybody, and for those that are new, we're using ordinary playing cards for our readings today. Okay, and we always do. I shouldn't just say for today, for any day. That's what this method involves. Here I go again.
What are you going to do?
Anyway, we want to make that clear. It's important that you know we are not using tarot or other oracle cards or any other system that is out there. Okay. I promise you, I've not been drinking yet. So anyway, also included would be that I am going to be using a full 24-card layout for each of your calls. It's my personal preference. I want to get a good look at your life, the structure of it, the landscape is very clear in a layout. Now, during the show, these are only just sample readings. If you want more in-depth insight, you need to arrange a private session with me. And you can on my website, psychiclovedoctor.com. So please feel free, because we're only going to lay them out once here for your question. But during a private session, we do many layouts. All right. So I just wanted to make that very clear for everybody. Now, I'm going to turn you all over to our man. That man is Jimbo Fantastico.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I also like to remind everybody out there and all the platforms that have joined us tonight and that will be joining us, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. And we're going to start out for the folks that are already here right now. We have Terry Sue, who is in the UK, and I believe Sophia is here, who's in Sweden right now. And anytime anybody comes rolling in any during the show, we'll work an international shout out to you. Might not be that very second, but if I forget, just remind me. It's very simple. Type it in if you're a Facebooker, and if you're on the phone, well, you can just tell us. We always ask where you are anyway. So. Let's go with the number 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. You will hear the show. If you ever have silence for any kind of a extended time, hang up, call back. That's just one of those glitch things, and that usually will fix it. Facebookers, we'll tell you the thing, the routine is always, we'll turn to you if we get some gaps in the calls. Actually, today, as I lost track of the day, it is alternate Wednesday, so you will get some love.
Yes, some love.
So we'll
That's right.
So we'll start out with the phones, and then we'll alternate back and forth between Facebook and the phones. And when we do alternate, you can't be early. You can't call in early. Don't do it. Wait till we tell you, and then you will do a messenger call to Deborah Lee. But that is only when we make it absolutely clear that it is time, and it is not that time now. And regardless of how you're getting your reading When you hear that sound, the harps, that is a sign. A couple signs, actually. The first sign is that your reading's done. You got to let it end. We have to make time for all the other folks that are out there in the radio land and Facebook land and whatever freaking land they might happen to be in. So respect that. Let it end. If you can arrange for a private reading anytime you want just by going simply to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage. And it's pretty clear and obvious how to do that. Or you wait till the next show we do. Write it down if you got a burning question. Also, though, part two of that harp sound means I'm going to give you an angel card reading tonight. And tonight's flavor is I've been on a deck with the horse with no name because this deck doesn't have a name that we know of anymore. It did when she bought it, but it was so many moons ago and it doesn't have the box anymore. So that's just, we'll call it the old school OG or whatever they say, the angel card OG. These are good. It's going to be from all various archangels. You will get a reading from at least one archangel in these cards. And we'll see what it is when it is. All right, let's take a look at the world we live in today. Let's see what it is, Deb.
Yeah.
National Ice Cream Day is a pretty good day. No, that's national.
Or December, yeah.
Well, it's just day, National Ice Cream Day. Not the whole month. But, I mean, hell, let's think about it.
National.
People eat ice cream year-round. Yeah, so if you like it, you like it. You don't give a damn what day it is. Cocoa Day, Cream Cheese Frosting Day. Well, that's pretty good stuff. National Horse Day. Oh, there you go.
They got nothing international, I see.
No, not all the time there isn't. No. Pathologist Pell Day. Okay, I'm going to do that right away. And then just other various stuff like that. So, all right, nothing earth-shattering. Not a shock. Never usually is. All right, do you have any final thoughts before we get the show on the road and go take a call first and go to Facebook? What do you want to do? Anything? You ready?
My mind is empty.
So then emptiness means international shout-out to Ole in Lebanon still. All right, welcome, international shout-out. All right, let's rock then. Let's go to a familiar area code. We're going to area code 703, which is in Virginia, 703. Yes. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Hi, it's Andrea.
I knew it.
Welcome.
Hi, Andrea.
You must be psychic or something.
Oh.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, and
something like that. I'm miserable, but I'm going to give you the short version. So, you know, the supervisor that I have at this job, she literally is just, she's, I don't know what her problem is, but she's always short, always yelling at me, all this other stuff. So I finally called her boss and I said, I'm done. I really can't take this anymore. She said, you know, she'll have to talk with her, you know, because this is unacceptable behavior. And I said, by the way, I said, when you make these little check marks of, you know, items that you, like, for example, for postage and for mail, when you have a piece of mail and it's a catalog and it's 50 pages, you count it as 50 or one? And she said one. I said, well, she is overinflating your numbers. Like, you have no idea. And I told her what was going on. She says, they already know. Like, T-Mobile and TMG already know she overinflates her numbers. And they're looking into it because the office over in Washington State has 7,000 employees. It doesn't have half the numbers that she has. So she's basically like committing fraud. She's frauding the company.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
So, is something going to be done?
Are you to blow the whistle?
Yeah.
I kind of blew the whistle. I yelled at her today. I said, because she was like, kept being really disrespectful. And I said, first of all, stop yelling at me. She goes, you're not. I said, you are. And I'm just done. And I walked away and she kept coming and said, come back. I said, I don't want to talk to you. I said, I'm tired of you yelling at me. Then she finally apologized and said, this is just how I am. I said, I don't give a grass ass if this is how you are. I said, I don't like it. So you talk to me in this disrespectful tone and it needs to stop like right now. So she said she would. But what I wanted to let you know was, remember that I told you I had an interview from a company, I don't know, a month ago, waiting for the second interview?
Yeah.
It's tomorrow.
Oh.
All right, nice, very nice.
Okay, so they did get back to you.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. And the other company that I had an interview with last week or a week and a half ago, I haven't heard back from them. But I got to get out of this one. So do you think tomorrow's will be good?
All right, I'm going to check that for you right now.
I really hope the girl gets fired, the other one gets fired, because she's been doing the shady shit for a long time.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have no speakers? All right, cards are going down. Yes. Well,
okay.
You know, it's a good thing that you have irons in the fire elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know.
Always. You know, you always got a plan B and plan C, because when plan A doesn't work out.
Yep. Everybody should have minimum of a plan B. Everybody should have a minimum of plan B.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In life and just about anything. Especially, you know, I'm going to go.
I don't know in marriage if you should have a plan
B. Well, obviously, you don't know. The problem is people rush into that. Oh, I love you. I must marry you now.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, then you realize, you know what? I don't enjoy living with this bastard or something like that.
Yeah, my son and his wife bought a house. They bought a house together. They moved in about 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Have you been invited?
I'm sorry, what? I was invited.
Notice how we talked about, like, marriages ending in disaster, and she shifted over to her son.
Yes, she did.
I don't think that was an accident. I think that was
not an accidental
segue. International shout out to Joe in the UK.
All right, Andrea, I have a question for you. What is this job involving, the interview? What is it about tomorrow? What kind of work?
It's for an HOA, so it's like a property management company, another one.
You would be absolutely perfect.
Perfect.
For some reason... And this is good for you to know, up front, they are going to think you're overqualified. But that's ridiculous. So
yeah, that is ridiculous.
Maybe give them the impression, give them the talk of, I'm really looking for a place where I can grow, you know, where I can basically stay for 100 years without having to... change jobs again, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well.
That's exactly this what I said on the first interview. So you hit the nail on the head, because I said the exact same thing on the first interview.
Okay. Well, this will be good then for you to reestablish that, you know.
Yes,
and,
it's with somebody else. But so, yes.
Yeah. But
do you see other people that are being considered?
No,
they're hiring multiple positions, so I don't really know. I interviewed with a recruiter a month ago, and he said he's going to get back to me with a hiring manager. And I guess she must be the hiring manager, because she's the operations manager.
So your first interview was with a recruiter, not with the actual potential
employer. No, the recruiter for the company, the recruiter that actually works for the company.
Okay. Roger that.
Now, my perception is, that they've tried somebody in that job who didn't last. And that's why time went by. And this could have been interviewed long before you. So you've got another chance here. And I think you bring good stuff to the table for them. So just stress your skill set, the stuff that you are really good at. And then stress that... looking to stay, so they don't think you're a job offer.
But you just, I guess, remind them. I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they don't know that they think I still work for RGW. They don't know that I, switched companies. So I'm not even going to tell them that.
Yeah, okay. They don't have a need to know.
No.
All right, stand by for your angel card. Subject is divine order, and it is from Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. So everything's in order, even though it may not seem. Everything is how it needs to be, I guess. Transitioning from one job to another, that is how it's meant to be, I guess they're saying. It is actually a divine order. So.
Well, I'm in agreement with
sometimes they say chaos is order
and
order is chaos. So. Well, awesome. Thank you for being caller number one. We wish you the best.
You're welcome.
Tomorrow
I'll let you know how my interview goes tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll be...
if we're not on the air tomorrow, call us Friday.
Yeah, Friday for sure.
Okay, absolutely. I will.
Those in-between days, we just don't know. But, Friday's a Rebel Card Friday. We can't miss those. All right. Well, thank you very much.
I'll let you know. Thank you.
All right.
Love and light, you guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Best of luck always.
I'm going to have to go up that way sometime and maybe meet her. I would love to set up, go up the eastern seaboard
that
and meet all
of
them. That
is not an enjoyable area to drive around in.
What?
703 area code?
Yeah.
Lord God. And the news is that apparently the Washington Capitals and the Washington Wizards, that's the hockey and the NBA team, are going to be moving their butt out of D.C. and start playing in Northern Virginia, which isn't that far away. But they're going to, like in a few years, they're going to build a new a venue for them there, and they're going to be playing in Virginia. That's the word on the street. Well, I think it's pretty much a real deal.
All right.
Let's go back to the phones. Ah, this, we're going international, Deb. Going to area code 306 in Canada.
Okay.
Area code 306, welcome to the show.
Hey, yeah, glad to have you with us. Who's on the line?
Hi, it's Nancy.
Hi. Hi,
Nancy.
Hi.
How are things going?
Yeah.
Got to go to Facebook.
Yeah, I've called before.
Yes, I remember, yes. So bring me up to date now. What's happening?
Well, I don't know. I think the last time it was like, yes, it was his child.
Yeah.
But then they were together. Now I think they're broken up. He doesn't get to see his children much.
Well, I've never been one to ever support or condone any woman that uses children against their father.
If they're truly using them, right.
Yeah.
They think they're punishing the father, but they're also punishing the kids.
They are. Yeah, that's the loser in
yeah.
the whole battle, the big loser.
I picked a couple of real losers over the years, and I never did it because those kids were not part of our problem. And, you know, I sent those little guys off without any indication to them that there was trouble. You know, I wanted them to have a good relationship with their father as much as they could. You know, it can't be easy to be a weekend Santa Claus. You know, I see these fathers on the weekends. You know they're on visitation when they have those kids and they're out with the kid alone, you know, getting tacos or, you know, going shopping and stuff. And it can't be easy. And when you've got a biatch who's raising them the rest of the time, well, I guess you get what you get.
You get what you get. Yes, you do. And it depends on the arrangements, too.
So tell us, Nancy, how is your son feeling about all this?
Well, obviously, he really doesn't like it.
But
no?
Makes him up. Yeah, he's really upset, I think.
Well, yeah. A lot of people would say,
but he actually wants to be involved and
sure.
be thankful here. There's a young guy that wants to be involved where a lot of them don't.
Oh,
of course.
Here in the States, you can force visitation by bringing a sheriff with you. And I can't imagine traumatizing a child like that with a, you know, law enforcement at the door with like your son, if he was here, being forcing that child to go with his father after his mind has been poisoned, or her. You know, these mothers need to be thinking about what they're doing, because later on, those kids are going to grow up and they're going to turn on those mothers and say, why did you drive my daddy out of my life?
Unless they're really, really evil, good brainwashers.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can really poison a child's mind. But hopefully not. But anyway, well, or what do we? So, what would we like to look at? What would
yeah,
you like to look at in the cards?
You
got a couple questions?
Well, if you can do both, but like our financial, like his, mine.
Sure.
Like,
because
if
she
you
wants
can only
to know,
do
like,
one.
She can do a couple.
How is it financially going to be in the next while?
So she wants to know financial for both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So she can do that, absolutely,
yep.
And it's good to ask it up front. That's cool. That's cool. Sometimes we have to remind folks, we forget. You can get a couple questions in and just ask them up front. Don't say the second one until we're ready to move on. So she did the right thing. Ask them up front. Good job.
Is your son providing support?
International shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Financial support. Yes, he does. He's got a right to see his, you know.
Well, he got a right, period, regardless of the financial support. But,
well, a lot of women will hold those kids saying, you pay your child support or you're not getting this.
But they can't do that technically. It depends on how good that paperwork's written.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're not doing that, that's for the court to decide, not for the chick or the guy. Because things are different nowadays. It's the role of the roles get reversed often. Sometimes the guy has the custody and the chick's paying child support. It's not always like the way it used to be. Things are transforming nowadays since we have everybody's in the workforce and everybody's living somewhere. What do you got, Deb?
Well, it's going to be more the same as you go into the new year. But I'm picking up that early spring, like March, things are going to accelerate for both you and your son. And I'm seeing more money coming in. Now, I wish I could tell you what the means are, but right now all I just see is that there's an influx of more financial security. And
so both of their financial outlooks are going to improve, is what you're saying.
What I see.
Springtime-ish.
Yeah, early spring.
I know you wish it'd probably be sooner, but, you know, better late than never. You know, but, yeah, and it's better than it taking a dive into the ditch, too.
It really is. Yeah. And your cards in general actually look pretty good, Nancy, even including your son. He strikes me as a guy that is going to do what he can to try to stay close to these kids, you know. He's a good guy. If he was a schmuck, I don't know how else to put it. If he was, well, then he gets, you know, it is what it is. But I really think that woman's going to have to figure out if she's put her horse back as far as the son of yours. She's jerked him around from the beginning, hasn't she?
I think so.
Well, you know how that goes.
One thing I gotta tell you is your son is destined to meet a better woman, and that will be the woman who he will actually commit to a marriage and a life that I see as being very long lasting for him, and you will be so happy that happens. All right.
Because he hasn't had much luck in the women in financial situations.
People say money doesn't matter, but, you know, but life is life, and you got to have some. You got to be able to pay bills and do things. Yeah. All right. Here is your angel card reading.
Okay.
Is that clairsentience?
Clairsentience
is your subject, and it's from Archangel Raguel. Again, he was just featured last time, too. Notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. Notice your reoccurring physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. So some kind of it is divine guidance from the archangels when you get different kinds of feelings. And if they're reoccurring, it means something that they have a hand on.
I agree.
Physical and emotional, both. Well, thank you so much for holding.
Yeah, Nancy, good to hear from you.
Indeed it is. Well, good luck to you both.
Yeah, I'm so positive.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, it can't hurt.
Yeah, definitely. We wish the best for you, and you know, and hopefully maybe that bitch will get hit by a dump truck or something. You never know.
Well, I don't think that's ever.
I don't mean like death. Maybe it'll hit her and knock sense into her. I'm saying I don't think you'll run over and dead. Sometimes maybe people need a good knock on the head and knock sense into them. And it's like a cartoon, you know, but
All
right.
Well, she doesn't realize how she's making it really hard for children, but also for
Or she doesn't care, maybe.
Because he could become her best buddy, even if they're not together.
Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee, now. I screwed up and did two phone calls. I did not alternate. I feel shame. But the floor is open now for you, Facebookers.
You can just call me.
Watch your water there. Oh,
no.
My Lord God, Jesus.
Why, it's going to do tricks or
oh,
what?
Oh, it's going to do tricks right into your freaking motherboard.
Oh.
There we go.
Yeah. Hello. Hi, honey. Terry Sue. Hi.
How
did your test go?
Oh, it came back negative, but...
Okay, now.
I might be in bed.
Now, remember...
Yeah, you might have went too soon, like she said. A little early for it
well,
to...
Well, here's the thing, though. You said you were late, running late.
Yeah.
Late
okay.
For a very important
now,
date.
They say that when you take a test and it turns out negative, within 24 to 48 hours, your Aunt Lo should be visiting you. You know who that is? Yeah. So if something happens in the cemetery, I believe it is, where it lets down this hormone that will bring it on.
Yeah.
So do you feel weird?
I do, yeah. I've had some weird symptoms. But with my past two pregnancies,
yeah.
I've always had a negative test.
Initially?
Yeah, the tests never seem to come back positive when I actually am. So it's,
huh.
Yeah, they can be a bit unreliable. So I think if there's no show after a week, okay, I'm just going to have to go and get a blood test.
Right.
What kind of test did she take?
Probably urine.
I mean, at home?
You know, peeing on the stick.
Oh, well, you get what you get for something you can buy off a shelf.
We didn't have that. We had this little chemistry set.
Oh, yes.
That you had to buy.
Right, and it took like 30 minutes, 30 minutes.
In
yeah.
There,
yep.
Mixed it up.
Right, yeah. And even then, and what did they tell you on that test? What did it say in the directions? Oh, if it turns positive, go to the doctor and get one to make sure. And it's like, why don't I just go frickin' do that to begin with, you stupid test?
Yeah. You just dropped like $10,
$15. Well, and that was back then when $10, $15 was something. Yeah. All right, anyway, back
all
to
right.
Terry Sue.
So, tell me, what can I do for you?
I just like a general feed.
Yeah.
It'll generate international shout-out to Laura in Canada. It's our second Canadian. We have one on each platform.
That's right.
That's right. We got one on the phones and one on Facebook. Cards are going down. I think our Facebooker, he's hung up the phone. They can still be listening on Blog Talk Radio, which you can listen to.
Who hung up?
The one we just spoke with, Nancy from Canada.
Oh.
Sometimes they stick around and listen. Sometimes they don't. It's their prerogative. Sound like she had stuff going on in the background, though, like she was busy, so, you know. And plus, you know, you can... listen on Blog Talk Radio, and then there's other platforms that actually can listen, like iHeart Radio. There's a few other things, Google. There's a few things that can listen to Blog Talk.
Color eyes do you have? Are they brown?
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Deb, how does that factor into the reading, Deb?
How that factors into the reading is she has a duality. You do. You are often the queen of clubs, which has to do with your creativity and, you know, other things, other traits. But you also have a spade in you. Well, not in you, but I think you're the queen of spades.
Like
also,
you're possessed.
Which is probably what led you to try out the art and led you to do certain things that are in the name of rightness. You know, okay, so...
Lay it down. I think that was a rat song.
Well, I see very wonderful things coming for you. And I really don't want to respond on your test right now because I'm not seeing that it is negative. I'm not seeing that.
But you're not seeing anything? Is it kind of in, but like, cloudy? It's not telling you a definitive answer either way?
No, it's not yet.
So it doesn't mean it's positive. It doesn't mean it's negative, which is can be still good news, right?
And some women, in fact, one of them was an ex-daughter-in-law of mine. She still had bleeding. And it turned out she was pregnant.
Yeah.
So it comes in all different ways. You guys think your lives are hard.
Compared to what? What are you comparing it to?
Compared to us.
You know why our lives are hard?
Why?
Because we have to live with you. Nothing. I don't care if you bear triplets or whatever. It doesn't compare to having to put up with that crap while you're pregnant.
Yeah, well, who did it to us? We didn't do
it
to
ourselves. It takes two to tango. Nobody freaking snuck in while you were asleep.
Some women have gotten pregnant that way, I'll tell you.
Ah, bullshit.
They've been in my client list over the years.
Yeah, of course they're telling the truth.
Their husband took advantage of them in the night after they'd been out drinking.
Oh, come on. They were, yes. That evil husband. Yeah, right.
Things look really good for you. I'm really glad that your Thanksgiving went well with the mothers.
Yeah,
you know,
it was a relief.
Well,
it's huge relief.
Yes, it is. And Christmas is going to go well for you, too. Yeah. All right. Your cards are kind of at a, what should I call it? They're kind of at a standstill in the sense of not a whole lot going on, except it's all good. It's all good. So if I were you, I would just be glad that holidays coming up are not going to hold any drama that I can see.
And they're coming fast.
And your husband wants to do something really special for you.
What would that be?
I can't tell her. It's...
Oh, does that mean you don't know? That's what the people say when they don't know. I can't tell you.
Well, that man is very romantic. I can tell he's got a very, and he loves you, dear. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind looking at all the times I've looked at your card. He really loves you. And
I know he's like, he spoiled me this year.
Did he?
I have two big bags, and he's like, oh, you well, you deserve it. And I'm like, well, don't buy me no more.
Well, maybe that is his love language, is giving.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's mine, too, so you can't tell us no. We'll decide. We'll tell you when we're done.
All right, stand by for your angel card reading. Nice subject. Subject is comfort.
That's good.
Archangel Azrael, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. Comfort.
Now, that's always a good thing, especially if it doesn't turn out to be positive this time. And remember, a lot of times it's nature's way. Like you can't shake an apple tree, the good apples won't fall off.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that are good to go, they're going to stay. But I feel bad. I can't wait. I thought about you all day. And I wonder what her test was.
It's always like a bit deflating. It always comes back negative.
All right. We got to go, Deb.
All right. He's making me leave.
Well, I just opened up the floor. I have to do back-to-back Facebooker since I skipped. Shame on me. All right. Well, thank you very much. Well, they'll call in, too.
Yeah, very much so.
Hope we didn't keep you up too late.
No, I can't sleep at the minute anyway. I'm wide awake.
No, I'm having trouble with sleeping, too. And do you ever have restless legs? Oh, my God.
No, not really.
Oh, anybody out there that's got restless legs, I feel for you.
I had them as a kid.
And they just want to keep doing
something. Yeah, I had them as a kid. It sucked. Couldn't sleep. It would keep you up big time. It was almost... And if you tried to fight it, it almost manifested as pain in your brain if you tried to fight not moving them.
It does. It makes
you
want to
go insane.
Yeah.
So then you move it around, and it's okay. Now my brain feels better, but now I can't sleep. But it went away as I got older.
Yeah, well, you've got to find things that are not complex to think about. Like I said on the show, think about walking a long distance to somewhere to a school, or maybe you had lessons somewhere and you had to walk a long way, but imagine the walk every step of the way with your path. And eventually, I don't think you'll get to the place. You'll fall asleep before then. So, well, good.
I'll try that.
Yeah, well, good luck to you. We're going to do a drawing tonight.
Okay.
So, all right.
I didn't see a box with any names in it.
Yeah, it's... I took care of that.
Okay. I don't know. Well, where the hell is the box?
That's I don't know.
Well, then maybe we're not doing a drawing tonight. You can always do it Friday. Wait till the weekend. Weekends
yeah,
are amazing.
Right. We'll wait till Friday. And you don't have to be here in case you have to work. But we want a note from your employer. Okay. Or if you if you're on a date, you better make sure she signs it and we want it notarized.
Or it could be he.
Or he.
Be she or well, here we go. Here comes the scammer.
All right. Well, Terry Sue, you take care.
No.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, those Christmas trees at that church, I went, clicked the link, and that is an absolutely gorgeous church.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. It must
I
be
like,
old.
There was probably over 200 trees that they put in there. It was all for, like, different charities. So each tree represented a charity.
The one that looked like Santa Claus loved it. That was inside.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Some different ones, which are really good.
I would think
like,
a
really great.
I thought so, too. I would bet that a wedding there looks absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's
guess,
a beautiful church.
I guess I have to grab me a British man, and we better have some money. I would want a huge Princess Diana wedding.
Yeah.
All right, honey, take care. Get some
All
sleep
right.
if you can.
All right, take
All
care.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
Yep. All right, I didn't verbalize it. Messengers, right? Since we skipped you folks, we're going to give you back-to-back before we go to the phone lines, but I typed it in a bunch of times. Now I'm going to verbalize it. Messenger Deborah Lee, now if you want a reading, the TikTok is going, then we're going back to the phones. Folks on the phones, too, that are waiting patiently, so don't dilly-dally. Don't drag your feet if you want a Messenger Deborah Lee, now is that time. But we'll go back. It's alternate Wednesday, so excuse me. We'll be back. All right. I am closing the window.
That's amazing, Laura. Grant, what you put up in the chat, because I watched that video. It sure looked like somebody, you know, walked the stairway to heaven from that accident. Yeah. Okay.
Going to area code 520. Holy stop.
Oh, my gosh. How are you?
We're rocking and we're rolling.
Yeah, how are you? We're doing well.
I'm doing fine. We had a good time yesterday. Me and some other people, did we have a good time? We brought the house down, dancing and rocking and rolling, and we're gonna do it together again tomorrow. So,
oh, Thursday, okay. Thursday's fun.
Yeah,
Friday Junior.
Yeah, every day is pot tea, and the weekend we've got stuff lined up. So, and I did have a talk with my neighbor the other day, and I simply said, you know, I'm looking for a significant other, and I just, you know, we're going back and forth discussing this, and so, anywho, Deb, and
yeah.
I was, you know, I was by my on my own. What do the cards say, Deb?
What do them their cards say, Deb?
What was his reaction when you said you were looking for a
you know,
significant other?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's,
blow it off?
No, he did not. He did not blow it off.
That would be the other end of that. He's freaking overreacted, probably.
It's
the opposite of blowing
off. I don't know. The past several days prior to that, he was upset with me because he had found out that I had gone dancing. And
oh, dear God, Lord Jesus, no dancing.
Is this going to be Footloose number 2?
Dun, dun, dun.
I never saw the movie. I never saw that.
Don't feel
I
bad.
Don't know.
I've heard the song about 150 trillion times on the radio, but I never did see it either.
Yeah,
and he told
you
me he...
Yeah.
So he told me the Flaccid Sultan had told him that he saw me. And then he said to me, I want to go with you. And I simply said, what should I say? This has been going on back and forth between us. for a few days. So I said something to the effect of, well, I said, since I found out, and this was done in installments over the past few days, that you have had your little sweetie fling recently, I was inspired, mm-hmm. and I'm very much more motivated to get my own thing going. And, you know, I'm boiling it down to a few sentences.
But sure, right.
Did he deny it? Did he deny what he did?
He said you shouldn't, what did he say? He was shocked that I would even bring it up, I think, that I even knew. And that he said different things to me. He didn't get angry, but he did say different things. He said, what did he say? He said, the first thing he said, you shouldn't believe that. And then secondly, then he said, oh, God, I can't remember all the stuff. We've been having these conversations for the last few days in installments. And, you know, so then that's what I said. I said, I'm inspired by hearing that, and I'm going to get my own significant other. And so he had simply said other things to me. The first one being that I shouldn't believe it, you know.
Ah, so.
Well, like she said, she's trying to paraphrase. So it's hard to piece the whole. Yeah, like she's doing.
Yeah,
the best
it's
can,
just, it's been happening
right.
installments. You know, we've been
over a bunch, right. Yep, we got you over a bunch of time, and you're trying to put it together in a short amount of time. So I understand why it sounds kind of funny to us. Yep.
So is he still love bombing you like he does? You know.
Well, he was. He said, "I want to go with you," and I said, "I." Then I started to talk about, you know, we were taking a drive somewhere, and I said, I'm encapsulating, I'm boiling it down. I said, I'm really inspired by, you know, what you did. So I'm looking, I want to settle down forever, and I want a significant other. And I, then he said, I can't remember every word. Then he was upset with me because I didn't tell him. And then I let him know a few days later. He was very upset with me. And then I told him, I said, okay, I'll tell you what's going on. And I told him the next time we were going to go out and what time and everything. He said, okay, I'll go. And I'm rearranging my schedule. And then he called. We talked the next morning, and he said, well, I can't go because of Les Salter inviting him to lunch. And so anyway, I went out yesterday, and then he went to his lunch thing. And that's where it's at right now.
He can't go because a friend invited him out to lunch.
Had invited him a while back. The Flaccid Sultan is his first connection.
He had already previously accepted that. Okay.
Well, yeah. No.
I got you. So
I mean,
like,
I can't.
Yeah,
this is all jumbled. You guys, you were not on the air, I think, or I was out on the town. I can't remember.
We were
so,
here Monday.
I mean,
it was the last show we did, right? Yes, Monday was the last
we
show.
Tuesday.
Oh,
we weren't here yesterday.
All a blur. It's all a blur. I stayed up late.
Oh, we did not do a show yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the last show was Monday. And, yes,
so,
she was doing it. And it's an hour earlier, so it can make it harder for some people to do, you know. All right, Deb, cards are down.
Wow, this is very interesting. I even had to lay them out twice, which, because we're getting short on time, I thought, well, I'll quick lay them out. He is absolutely shocked that you found out what happened.
The way she paraphrased it, I kind of got that too.
Yeah, he's shocked.
Probably why he was a little lost for words when she said that.
He was.
Because if he thought there was a chance he would be found out, he would have a pre-arranged speech to give, and that's why he was a little lost for words.
Well,
but anyway, back to you, Deb.
I'm going
to
tell you, this is what I've been picking up lately. Haven't really felt like it was the right time to put it out for you, but I'm going to tell you now. here is what he believes the perfect way of life for him. It would be to have your approval for him to go and, you know, there's so many ways to put.
Oh, boy, I have a whole bunch of euphemisms I can pull out of my bag.
Yeah,
oh, I do indeed.
For him to go give his ashes hauled, if you know what that means.
Yes, to go to the meat whistle factory and blow away. Yes, indeed. Yes, we know
and
what you're saying.
Yet be with you, you know, in a relationship where the two of you are able to have this wonderful, not completely platonic. I think the guy would be ready to start getting sexual with him.
International shout out to Melanie in the UK.
Oh, Melanie, I'm so glad
right.
you showed up.
Back to Lisa.
And to have you both. He'd like to have an extracurricular relationship that means nothing. You know, it's strictly a physical release.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
not very safe
Definitely.
Nowadays.
Well, he,
not safe or right.
He got very upset when I was telling him about some of my outings and things that were going on at the outings and how people we were interacting with one another. He said, "It sounds like they were hitting on you." And then
maybe they were.
Then,
well, what?
Maybe they were.
What the hell do you care?
And then the other thing is, he has been coming on sexually. I just was telling a friend, I said, I don't know how to do it the way he does it because I've never done it that way. I've never, you know, I don't know. I just.
Sounds like a whole different conversation between you two women.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. He is going to discover here that he's really bi. He's bisexual. He can swing both ways. And he wishes that you could swing with it, too. You know? And I've known a lot of, in my office, I've had different people come in that do admit that they are bi. And the way they do it is they make sure that the non-bi person, that would be you, understands that occasionally they're going to go and, you know, do what they want to do.
What a nice, I want to have a license like that sometime. Hey, we're married, but every once in a while, I want to go play in the field of other vaginas. That's okay, right? That's fine. Thank you very much.
Some people do that.
Some people do that, and that's fine if they agree to it, but that's not going to make everybody happy. Especially when it is
but see,
well, anyway,
he would not be agreeable to me going out and looking to do whatever.
So then realistically, he should move to the Middle East because that's what they do.
Or
have their own lives.
Or find the right group of people
yeah.
that do that. Swingers. Basically,
yeah.
it's swinging, bisexual swinging. Right.
Yeah.
And if you say, I want to do this, but you can't do this, like, well, who the hell are you? Who made you king? You know,
and if he wanted to go to those clubs and they're in,
he ain't gonna want to go to clubs.
England, Germany, here, even in our hometown.
He's pissed off that she might be dancing with somebody.
He could always sit at the bar or a table.
He's not
gonna
do it. He's not gonna get into that.
No.
He's pissed off when she even has dancing partners with people.
No, if she didn't want to, she could sit at the bar.
Why the hell would
you
want to do that?
Some people just want to watch.
She doesn't sound like she's acceptable and receptive to that.
No, Lisa would not accept
that. And I think anybody, I don't know, whatever. People, you know what, do what you want to do. You want to go bang a tree, I don't care anymore. But, you know, if people consider they're having, we have this monogamous, close relationship. Why do you need to bang other people? Why then don't have the close relationship? Just bang away like you were when you're 18, 19.
Variety.
Just bang. Well, then pretend you're 18 and 19 and don't settle with anybody.
It's mainly older people that go to these sex clubs.
Because I guess it's their one shot before they put their fucking ass in the grave, I guess is what they're trying to do.
No.
They realize how they fucking missed out on all that shit when they were teenagers and young adults. Man, I should have been doing this shit long ago.
You are very emotionally against all of this.
I'm not against it, but I'm against it if both people aren't 100% on board.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't look at the other person and say, well, I want this lifestyle, and you have to accept it. That's bullshit.
No, you just present it to them and say, could you live with that?
And what if the person says no?
Well, then you don't continue that relationship.
But he's not going to do that, is he? He doesn't want to let go of her.
He wants to keep it secret.
He wants to have a secret life. Yes, which is not right. Nobody should have secrets from each other like that. You can have stupid little secrets,
well,
but not deep, important ones.
Bring home things that you can't get rid of.
That's the world we live in today. That's the problem, is the life-changing diseases and stuff like that. Might not put you in the grave, but it's not right. It's not right.
So do you think we'll be okay, that there won't be any anger or stuff like that, or retribution, or what's that other word? Vindictiveness going on from his end?
Well, I think he wanted to go dancing so men wouldn't hit on you. But that's your choice.
He wanted to go dancing so he could watch Dogger.
Yeah. Yeah, see, but he's trying to play both sides of the field here. And all it's going to do is lead to a lot of lies and mistrust.
So he would like to do some things that he doesn't want her to have the same rights to, basically.
And the woman that is signified in your reading as the Queen of Spades, she would love it if you would engage with all of them that are in the swingers group. Okay, she's always in your cards.
Whoever that is, right?
I think that's the woman whose party you went to.
Huh, interesting.
Tina, Tammy.
Really?
Yeah, well, you've got a subculture there that's running with, and people don't advertise this stuff.
Imagine that.
Back in the day, the women would put their like car keys or their house keys.
Oh, that was back before the internet. That was back before the internet.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It was actual real keys, and like nowadays they have swipe cards.
I found out my dad used to go.
I've heard of that. Yeah, the hotel thing.
Married.
You know what? What kind of lottery is that to play?
Yeah, you get what you get.
You get what you get, but you might get a hippopotamus looking thing or something at the end of that key. And I'm going to go to one of those. What do you do then?
You sit and talk.
When you gamble it, I would never go to a party like that.
You sit and talk.
You throw my key in. You know what? That's why they call it gambling. A lot of times you lose.
Well, you
lose.
You know,
maybe
then
fat women.
Well, if you have a fetish for fat women, you can go out to a fucking donut shop and pick up a chick. You don't even want to be a party.
Deb, I just want peace between us. And then he came over the next day after we were talking, and he said to me, we were talking for a minute, and then he said, I want you to tell me, he said, I'm if I have someone come over, he said, to sleep at my place, I want you to tell me where they will sleep. And what he was telling me, and then the next following day I told him this, I said, why did you do that? Why are you doing things like that? So I just wondered, how bad is it going to get between us? I mean, is he going to get vindictive? He said, oh, I didn't mean it like that.
So he said that to you sarcastically, apparently, right?
No, he said he came over the following day after we had all these discussions prior, you know, days prior. And then he said, I am going to get a cat, and I will have to have a litter box. And I want you to tell me when I invite someone over to stay the night. See, we've never had those conversations before. He said, I want you to tell me where they can sleep. And then I said, well, have them sleep in the litter box. You know, I didn't know, I couldn't think on my feet. And so then the next day I was talking to him, and I said, why did you do that? I said, you're being very vindictive. And he said, oh, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant that I was going to maybe invite my nephew over, or blah, blah, blah. And so he can really hit hard, you know, in the way of playing vindictive games. And I'm just wondering, I want peace. I just want peace. What do the cards show? I just want peace.
You should be a negotiator for the Israeli-Hamas war because you just want peace.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're going to have it. This relationship is really winding down.
And then peace, yeah. What kind of peace? Do you want peace, like, to go all the way back to a certain point in time when you were together? Do you want peace, like we're transitioning away from you? You can't just say, I want peace. There's different types of peace with you guys living next to each other.
You are so primed for meeting the right man for you. I mean, it is, like, right in front of you. And once you've met, once you start entertaining a relationship with somebody else, this guy's going to be history for you. Yeah.
Well,
so,
you'll be cordial. You'll be friends. I just don't get the connection between getting a cat and having somebody sleep over.
No, he was trying to get that point in that he was threatening me with bringing people over and having them sleep there and put it under my nose.
Sounds like it was a little bit of button pushing going on there.
What's going to happen when you bring somebody home?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I want peace. I don't want vindictiveness. I wake up in the morning and I think, oh, please fucking God help me. What's going to go on next door here? I just, you know, I feel like I have the flu most of the time here. It's like, and I've told him that, you know.
Well, if you keep playing, if you keep engaging,
with him.
If you just keep playing this game, it's not going to get any better.
And then he says, you know, yeah. I take care of you, I do everything for you, and blah 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 blah.
I like the blah blah blah. It's almost like the Charlie Brown wah 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 wah.
Now the Sultan, blessed Sultan, he is tattling on you.
Oh, he's a spy.
I know he is. I saw him
this morning.
Yeah, I saw him this morning. I was out doing an errand, and I said hello to him, and he's checking my car to see who's in the car. I mean, I feel so hemmed in. I feel trapped, you know, by whatever. You know, and I knew he was going to report on me. Oh, she was out. She was doing this.
Do you want me to tell you where I'm going next so it's easier to follow me there, Dickweed? You should walk up to him and confront him.
Oh, Laura, I'm so sorry. We'll talk with you again next time.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Hope you feel better.
Yourself.
Yeah, if you had a bad fall, then get in that bed and let the muscles heal and the bones.
I really think so, that you're going to be fine. We still want to keep this relationship going, but it's kind of in the dirt now, you know, because he knows you know what happened, and the Sultan guy could not be happier.
No.
Oh, there's a reason he's reporting things.
Yeah, he could not be happier that the cat is.
There's a reason he's reporting things. A lot of times, and I'm not going to, I'll make a little side thing. Like, a lot of times when you're young, you have a buddy and he gets that girlfriend that's a bitch. Well, at least you think she is. She occupies his time. It's like, I want more time with my buddy. It's like, you know what? I wish those two would break up so we'd go back to being buddies again.
Yeah.
He might be to have that logic.
She might
be interfering with their buddiness. In his mind.
These guys, like,
I don't mean that they're freaking banging each other or hairy butt stuff. It could be buddy stuff. And this woman is intruding. We used to have a better, more fun together, and now we don't have time because of her. So I shall spy on her and get her in trouble, maybe.
We're the Sultan.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. The Sultan.
Oh, yeah. My neighbor has told me that he's jealous, that the Sultan is jealous.
Yeah.
He's told me over and over again. And since August, when he blew up at me, my neighbor, he just, you know, we didn't, and I told him that, you know, when we were sitting and talking, I said, look, you know, you blew up at me in August, we went our separate ways, and we haven't, you know, been really that aligned with each other, and, you know, so, and then knowing what you did, your little fling that you had, I think that, I said, no, I know, that inspired me, so I'm not going to be by myself. I want a significant other, and I'm not hunting for it, but I said, I know it will happen.
I think that is great.
Yeah, you don't have to hunt for one. You can just open. You can just let that door be open.
She used psychology on him, where I would have not been able to hold myself back. I would have just gone, turned into a wild banshee just for having been lied to, you know. But she turned it around. Lisa, that's awesome.
Thank you. So he's told me over and over again from the beginning when I first moved here, and, you know, and I would hear it on the phone when the Sultan would call him on speakerphone, and he'd say, oh, it sounds like you found your special friend. And then, you know, I heard it from my neighbor over and over again. He is jealous of you. And I said, well, that's no good. I don't like to be in the crosshairs of someone that thinks they should be jealous of me, because it never works well. And lo and behold.
And what is that saying? That she's cock blocking the other guy? Isn't that the saying for the neighbor?
That's usually when you're out with a buddy and then you're meeting a chick and then the buddy. This is not the same thing. Not the same thing.
I think it is.
No, you don't know squat. Don't talk to me about that freaking stuff. That's typically a couple guys are out and they're trying to pick up a chick, and then the other guy starts, ba-boom, starts macking on her, and you're like, what are you doing, dude? I'm on this.
Macking? What's macking?
He's making moves.
Oh, I never heard
macking
that.
On my chick. Macking on my chick. Come on, Deb. You're not 1,000 years old. Jesus God.
Thank you.
Well, I'm reminding you because you want to act like it. What's macking? What's macking?
They get together and they put gay porn on to watch.
Well, first of all, when you say these guys, specify.
The gay guys.
Yeah. Yes, and, thank you. Not every guy on this planet just, hey, let's watch some gay porn. Yeah! High five, I'll get the popcorn.
And they will then kind of pleasure each other while they're watching.
Oh, yeah, well, that sounds like a freaking great night.
Well, for them, but remember, you pick up women and you bang them, and you just dump them or get, you know.
Don't make it sound like it's some kind of freaking crime there. Hang on. First of all, it takes two to tango, right? And there's no roofies or any drugs. You don't pick them up. Hey, I'm grabbing you. I'm cave. I don't bash them with a freaking caveman club. Everybody's
yeah,
really willing
Bill
with
Cosby.
Each other.
No, but if
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, exactly. Not Bill Cosby. And there's actually been some other famous people that have been convicted of doing that too. Yeah, crazy stuff.
Yeah, it means little to you to go and sleep with women. Why can't it be little for them? That it's inconsequential that they're truly masturbating together.
You talk like these are like different universes that you're talking about. You can't even make those two associations with each other. A guy and a chick. I pick up a chick in a bar and go home and have sex. It has nothing to do with two guys putting a gay porn movie on and freaking self. What? Jesus God, I don't even know how you make that connection. Good Lord, have mercy on my soul. I think I'm gonna go stick my head in the toilet and flush it. God.
I ask a lot of these guys when they come to me for reading. I ask them. I get information out of them, so I can better understand their life. So, anyway.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Melanie's laughing her butt off. I like that.
I don't know anymore, man. What are you looking at my computer for? Why the hell do we bring your computer in here if you're going to reach over and look at my
computer? Did you see that? Did you guys see that? Wow. That was utterly amazing.
Everybody can laugh, but you don't laugh until you've seen her dump a drink in her computer about 5 times in 10 years.
I've got to put up here because I just leaned over to read it. Virgil, I cannot see your comments. And when you reference me, I don't see it. So you have to block me on here. Or have you blocked? I don't know.
How about we talked about Lisa? How about that? That'd be great. That'd be great.
And I can't answer it.
Well, then don't answer it if you weren't meant to see it.
Well, you could have supported me here and just said, yeah, why don't you unblock her? So she can
I don't get into this Facebook soap opera shit. Okay? I don't give a shit who blocks who. I don't give a flying fuck. Block, Ray, block everybody. Have a good time. Yay. It's a block party. It's a Facebook block party. Yay. Don't care. Couldn't care less. Block away, block away, block away.
All right. Lisa, I think that what's happening.
Yes, Lisa,
you are in preparation for the right man to be in your life.
Okay.
You guys have played this thing out to the end. It started out very intensely. He did good things for you as far as helping you with your grief. And that is a really wonderful thing. But now it's gotten to the point where he wants to resume his life, his other life.
Yeah, and I think we talked about that early on. That, you know, you're going to meet people and have great interactions, and then you might remember for the rest of your life. It doesn't mean we were meant to be together for the rest of your life.
He could have at least told her so that she wouldn't just hear it on the street.
Well, he didn't want to ruin what they got.
And that's lying.
Oh, it is lying. It's lying and it's selfish. Yeah, oh, no, I agree with you. But I'm just saying that was his motivation for not saying that.
Okay, so, Deb, I just want to be straight up. He wants to resume being actively gay, sexually involved.
Yes, he wants to ride the USS Harry Butt. He loves it, and he wants to get back on that ship.
Well, also, I think there's too much of a comparison
all aboard
between you and the woman from where he came from. Okay, because he does see a lot of similarities, and the problem is him. It's not you. You didn't do anything wrong. That other woman didn't do anything wrong.
Well,
right.
She did.
That's the point where he couldn't see.
She went. She left
anymore.
Him. She left him.
Well,
she left him for another woman.
Yeah, and you have to remember when people tell you a story about their past relationships, that's their side of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm, that's true.
It is. I mean, if I'm not going to look at somebody typically and say, you know, I had this relationship and the chick dumped me, and it was all my fault. I was an asshole son of a bitch. You know, typically the person doesn't. They want to look like a, they want to be kind of victimized a little bit, even if they were the asshole son of a bitch. So. Yes, indeed. All right, let's do this.
All right.
We have a card for Lisa. And it's from Archangel Shamael, which almost reminds me of Shamu, the freaking whale, but it isn't. Peace is the subject. Peace comes from remembering that only love is real. Only love is real.
That's pretty true.
True on that.
I don't doubt for a minute he loves you, Lisa. I've always seen that he does.
But that isn't always enough. If it's,
he's got problems emotionally.
If it has conditions. It's supposed to be unconditional.
Yeah. It is.
And if it has conditions, that's usually
that's
not going to fly
really
very well. Right.
Yeah.
But those conditions are typically hid, and it sounds like they're getting uncovered now. And she found one of them, and he did not like that.
Now you're letting go. You're letting him go. And he may react to that in a way of feeling really needy and wanting that not to happen. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, there'll be some reactions.
All
maybe.
I'm doing... Yeah, you know, all I'm doing is really, I'm not going out with him, and I'm going out with a lot of people, and I'm going out with women and men and meeting up with them, and I'm not, like, hitting on anyone, but I am putting myself out there. And, I mean, I have a lot of functions to go
and
to.
And she never hid that from him.
No.
She told him.
Yeah, you did, so.
So that's the way it should be.
I agree.
He just said he wanted to go too, but
so he could watch. I bet if he was with her and saw her dancing with a guy, and the guy was getting smoozy, he would roll in and whisk her away. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. That's why he wants to be there. But it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it is. All right. Well, we will be here Friday for Stoughton.
Yeah.
Any other day, we don't know. Thursday, we don't know about tomorrow. But Friday, we'll be here. If you can join us again, Lisa, you know where to find us. you know.
Yeah. Before you go out.
Which day is that?
On
I thought she's going out tomorrow. Aren't you going out tomorrow?
Every day.
Ah, every day. That's my, you know what? Here, here. That's right. Respect. I'd fist bump her right now. Respect.
You've got a social.
As well you should.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, very good.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for holding for an eternity. We appreciate
yes.
She has the most patient caller of all.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I love it. I love listening to you.
Well, we're glad that you still hang with us because we miss you. When you're not
oh,
here.
We love
you.
Long time. Long time.
Even the Facebookers.
Facebook and rap. The frickin' frickin'
frickin'
Facebookers. All righty. All righty, my dear Lisa. We have to depart. It is a weekday. We don't usually... We can't we can't make them go long and long. And you got something to do, right? Aren't you already late?
I have an appointment with a client.
She's already late for an appointment.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Well,
no,
she,
I'm not late. She just said to call her.
Oh, okay. She's not late, but she's got to go soon. So, all right. Well, thank you very much, Lisa.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Much love.
All right. It's time to say goodbye. All right, everybody. Thank you, Facebookers and blog talkers. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Did you kill them?
No, I didn't, because we do blog talk first, and we have to pick a song.
Play Dire Straits for me.
How can I play what I do not have?
I know.
So better choose.
I think it's in this computer.
Nah, I've
seen it.
I think you're smoking crack.
Well, Melanie and all of you, ole. Now, we got Melanie. Who else is here?
They got all the usual.
Yes.
Terry Sue had to sign off, and I think Joe had to sign off.
And Laura went to bed.
Laura did. Maybe Joe didn't. I don't know. Some people left, some people did not. That's all I know. I'm too confused to know. So, what are you going to do?
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate